to see how Israel can be expected to negotiate with a government that does not believe in its right to exist. I would put those all in the ludicrous category. His comments do not include any indication of a plan to implement the Geneva Statement, to follow through on promises made, and his rhetoric is counterproductive and inflammatory.
Jen Psaki from the State Department talking about the Ukraine opening up there on some of the comments that she says are hard to believe. We'll go deeper there. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. The Ukraine heavily on our radar this week, and really actually for a while now, if you think about it. We're dragging a lot of dead weight around, aren't we? And when it comes to the situation with Putin, this is something that it was self-fulfilling because there was no hardcore line, only conversation about it. So, because the sanctions weren't tough enough right from the get-go to nail them in the banking industry where it would really have hurt Russia, now this is the situation that we're in with the Ukraine, where May 25th is the big vote. So while that's going on, you have the land grab from Putin in trying to say that there's too much violence, and they're trying to neutralize that, and that's why they're on the scene and moving closer. But baloney, they're creating that. You have to believe it when you look at some of the nonsense that's gone on there. So, of course, part of the problem is the lies that are coming out, politically speaking, when John Kerry, for example, or let's throw in the Vice President, Joe Biden, goes and has a conversation. Now, in the case of Kerry, he's talking to a counterpart in Russia. In the other case, we're not talking about of Biden. We're talking about going to the Ukraine and trying to lift up the hopes of the Ukrainian people and find out from the Ukraine perspective, the Ukrainian perspective, what's happening. So two different assignments, we'll call it that, but neither one really came back with anything of substance, that other than, look, more troops are going to Eastern Europe because we got to show that we've got some force if we have to do that. So we're moving those soldiers closer to the areas, about 600, to several nations on the Baltic Sea, where they're training and doing exercises. You got paratroopers that are there in Poland with three more company-sized units that are going to deploy in Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania. They say it's a symbol of force in the area in response to Russia's movement of the 40,000 troops near the border with the Ukraine. So it's making for nervous tension and to be even worse. Now, on the other side of this, the State Department comments that you just heard there, Jen Psaki, the comments which she's addressing is throwing out the comments by Russia's Lavrov, is saying they're just absolutely ridiculous. As I explained, the counterpart, Russia's foreign minister, saying that the United States was behind the political unrest in the Ukraine. So now they're saying it's our fault. We're saying it's Russia's fault that they're behind it. And this is pretty much what we have going on. She was pressed for details, and she said the United States has, to think that the United States has anything to do with Ukraine's counterterrorism operations, or we're running the show or funding it, I'd put those all in the ludicrous category. Of course, we have paratroopers there. We're talking about what kind of arms are we going to send in. Are we going to send in arms? And Lavrov accused the United States of being behind what's going on and saying that Moscow is going to respond if the interests came under attack. This is a day after Biden was in Kiev with promises of support from our government and a warning to Russia not to interfere in the Ukraine. So this crisis in the Ukraine now is in its fourth month. Do you believe it? That's what I said. It's the baggage we're dragging around. And it's really pushed Russia's relations with the West to the worst point since the Cold War. Pro-Russia separatists are seizing now about a dozen public buildings, and they're just defying what's going on in the Kiev. That's it. They don't care. So if this continues to happen, what about the economic sanctions? What about the risk of a disruption to the gas supplies? Europe completely depends on those gas supplies. Russia's built up about 40,000 troops, as I already mentioned, in the border with the Ukraine. Some are permanently stationed there. Others have been deployed because of the instability, is what Russia is saying. And Russia's justifying its intervention in Crimea earlier this year by saying it had to defend Russians living there. In eastern Ukraine, some people hold Russian passports. So the Ukraine is calling on Moscow to pull troops from the border, saying they're worried about what could happen. But they're not moving so far. And blaming the United States, saying they're a distorted interpretation of international accord is part of the problem, and that they're illegally arming groups in the Ukraine. So lots of accusations flying around all over the place, but what does it end up, you know, what does it amount to? Right now, nothing. Remember, the Ukrainian government took power after the Moscow-backed guy, the president, bolted. And so now it's a question of strengthening ties with Europe. And that's what Biden's visit was supposed to be, a big pep talk for that to happen. But really, is that going to happen? It's interesting. Now at this point, it's just civil unrest. But who gets into power in that government after it was overthrown? We don't know. That's also eeny, meeny, miny, mo. There's no guarantees there. We saw what happened in Egypt. We've just started to scratch the surface here. Hey, coming up on America Tonight, we're going to talk about the afterlife. Oh, yes, indeed. In fact, you'll find this conversation fascinating. I know it. Because Lisa Miller, who is a contributor with the for the New Yorker magazine, but has written religious articles for the Washington Post. She covered religion forever for the Washington Post and Newsweek and some other well-known magazines and newspapers, has written a very interesting book about the afterlife, something that she says we don't talk about enough in the United States and probably elsewhere, too, where you're listening to me. Visions of Heaven, A Journey Through the Afterlife. And it's a pretty wild book. I have to say, it's very cool. I actually read it, and it stirs up a lot of thoughts in what your religious belief is, what your influence is, how about scientific efforts to understand what happens when people die, what are the different cultural pictures of heaven. What's your picture of heaven? We'll find out coming up in our third segment. Stay with us. We're going to the mailbag next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
Tonight. First, let's go out to Ray in Missouri. Ray, how the heck are you?
Oh, I'm good, Kate. Been busy. Been good.
Busy is good.
Yeah. Weather's good. Hasn't been too hot. Hasn't been too cold. Haven't got too much water. Haven't got too little water.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. I was just calling in to say if anybody needs to blame anything on anybody, they can just blame it on me, really. If Russia wants to blame anything on anything, they can blame it on me. If U.S. wants to blame anything, they can blame it on me. Democrats want to blame anything, they can. Republicans, I'll take it. I take the blame all the time. Nothing ever happens. My dad first started out. He said, who did it? My brothers and sisters would say, he did it. I take the blame. Nobody ate me. Nobody killed me. So I take the blame.
I love it. Blame it on Ray.
Blame it on me.
Yeah.
If we can get anywhere, we can solve anything. Blame it on me.
Yeah, you know what? To your point, it is ridiculous, isn't it? I mean, it's the same old thing over and over and over again, never reaching a destination. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's just nuts. If anyone that we're listening to or we're talking about would say, hey, some of this is my fault, some of it's your fault, we could fix it. But nobody's going to take the blame, so it's just going to go back and forth until it goes back and forth again.
Right, and that's what it is. It's just a circle, and it's a bad circle. It's the same thing over and over and over again, and I don't understand it. Ray, because I don't think it's that hard to say, okay, listen, we kind of messed up here, or this is what we think, and you think this, so obviously we're on a different page, blah, blah, blah. I don't get it. There's like this, it's like the world of rulers are incredibly thin skin, and you got to make up your mind and you got to stick with it. And I think that's part of the problem of the administration partially.
And we can't really complain about Putin or anybody else saying it's not my fault when we can't deal with it here.
That's right.
If we can't deal with it here, we can't solve it there.
Right. And that's it. We can't solve things here, so we're going to solve things there. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Well, I'm glad the weather's awesome where you are and everything's cool. It was very nice to hear from you.
Yeah. I'll talk to you again soon. My hour's just been weird lately.
Awesome, Ray. Keep in touch. We love hearing from you, and take care and take the blame, will you? Can you take the blame for this? You know, he makes a good point. I say this all the time. The most infuriating thing to me is, and maybe it's, you know, when I was a kid and everybody, he made that point about his childhood. One thing my mother taught us, it was like, I don't care what you do, but don't lie. She would say this, you won't get in trouble if you don't lie and you own up to your mistakes. So we really had that push down our throat. Can I say that my brother and I didn't try to blame each other for things? Of course not. But it wasn't as difficult because it was so beat into us about that, I think. And I don't get it. I don't get it when it's possible to do it, especially diplomatically. There's ways to do that. Just own up to it, whatever. Whatever it is. And then move on from it already. Own it, move on, and that's it. But instead, you get the Inquisition times 1,000, and that's what the situation amounts to, really, overseas, too. All right, many of you had a few things to say about the Ukraine. We'll check in on that and a couple of other things that hit the mailbag, so let's go check it.
You have mail, mistress.
Our first email from Skip, who says, I'm tired of Putin and Obama. Truly, if we wanted to stack this up, I suppose Putin looks better, but either way, this has gone on far too long. Either we're in his face or we're not. It's kind of like we can't make up our mind. We shake our fists at him, and then we put our fist back in our pocket. We shake our fists at him, and then we put our fist back in our pocket. In the meantime, what really is the situation in the Ukraine? How many of the people would prefer to go back to Russia? How many would prefer that their little piece of the forest stay Ukrainian? It's going to be interesting to see what happens in the vote at the end of the month and what the Russians, I guess, end up doing. But I'm kind of tired of this whole story. And why are we involved in this? Well, the why we're involved is because of our allies and the gas situation with Europe. If Russia cuts them off, and we got to have their back. I mean, we have to have England's back and France and Germany. We do, because we need them as much as they need us, for sure, when we're talking about anything on foreign soil. So that's why we're in the middle. But we got to make up decisions. If you're going to hit them with a hard sanction, then you just hit them with a sanction. You don't debate it for 3 months, and it's already out there. They already know it. It's not a secret. It's not some secret thing that we pulled the rug out from underneath Putin, and now he's got to wave the white flag. All right, one more on that from Chuck, and Chuck says, Obama has so mishandled the situation in the Ukraine, Kate. Now we got these paratroopers that are close by. What's that all about? I hope to God we don't send any boots on the ground. Can you imagine if we truly did tangle with Russia and opened up another war? That would just be a disaster in the first place. Yeah, I'm not really anticipating that, but boy, you never know. Would it be a disaster? Absolutely, it would be a disaster. Okay, this one from Connie, who says, Kate, I heard you mention at the very top of the show, and I ran as fast as I could to get this to you. If you read it on the air, then I'm excited. But the story that you were talking about, the veterans on a secret list, they were sick. That just sickens me. It sickens me that anyone would die because they couldn't get in to see a doctor for 7 months. But then that's not the picture that they portrayed to the people in Washington. I hope that they fire anybody involved in that, and I hope they never work again in a medical system. Yeah, in case you missed the story, 40 veterans died waiting for appointments in Phoenix at the VA hospital. They were, some of them were put on a secret waiting list. CNN broke the story. There were 1,400 to 1,600 sick veterans that were forced to wait for months to see a doctor. So for 6 months, CNN has been reporting on these extended delays in healthcare appointments suffered by the veterans across the country. But this is really disturbing because there was a list of patients they would show the people in Washington, the top brass. They would see it and think, wow, things are terrific in Phoenix. But then the others that were really, really sick, they kept them on the second lie list. And so there was two patient lists. So Washington had no idea. The other list was like a sham. And specifically, people got cancer, other things that killed them because they never went, they never got to see a doctor. And who knows if it would have helped them. In some cases, it would have, and some maybe not. But they never even got the chance to do that. The secret list to see a primary care physician is long, but come on, give me a break. And hiding the list, that's not good. Oh, I'm sorry for those people that are there at the Phoenix VA. I'm sorry, but there's going to be some heads that are going to roll. Because that's unacceptable. Someone's dying and you can't even... can't get them in for an appointment? Come on. It was really even tough to read that story. All right, let's go to another one. This one from Candy, who says, Kate, I listen to the show. Sometimes I download it. I heard you mention that GCN, you could go and download the shows. It's pretty cool. I've done it because then I can listen to you when I'm working out or whatever I want to do. Because a lot of times I'm working in the early hours, sometimes in the late hours, but this way I don't have to be worried about it. And a lot of times I listen during the day. And I have to say, I really, really enjoy the show. And I hope you read this on the air. And I was wondering, what is your favorite coffee? I want to send it to you. Well, that's a debate. My favorite coffee is, I can't find my favorite coffee in Dallas, Texas. My favorite coffee is Wawa coffee. It is killer. But they only have them in the Northeast and Florida. All right, stay with us.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from HarvestRight. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the HarvestRight in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing HarvestRight freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Tonight, Lisa Miller joins us now. She is a contributing editor for one of my faves, New York Magazine. I have to tell Lisa this story. I swear every place that I drag it around, I'm from originally New York and Philly, as all of you know, but live now in Dallas, Texas, and I can't tell you how many people try to paw it out of my hands when they see me cruising around with it, so because they want to read about New York and all the cool things that are happening. The reason we're having Lisa on is because of this new book that's out that's, I mean, just so inspiring. It's all about the exploration of really humankind's speculation about the afterlife. And the book, it's a time book, it's a new book, Visions of Heaven, A Journey Through the Afterlife. Lisa, thanks so much for popping on America tonight.
I'm so happy to be here. Thanks.
So tell me what the impetus was for this. What made you decide, okay, I'm going to delve into this?
Well, I mean, I start out with this idea that, you know, most people in America say they believe in heaven, are convinced that there's something after death. And yet, at the same time, my hunch is that most people don't have any idea what they actually think heaven is. If a stranger came to them in the middle of the night and put a gun to their head and said, you know, what do you think happens when you die? Most people I know wouldn't really have a clue how to answer that question. And so there's stories from the religious traditions, and there's stuff your grandma told you, and there's stuff from paintings and songs and jokes and stories. There's real life accounts of what it must be like from people who say they've been there. But, you know, most people don't really have a clear vision of what heaven looks like, who's there when they go there, whether God is there, what happens to their body when they die. And it's my conviction that it's really important for people to wrestle with these questions before they approach the end and before the people they love the most approach the end.
Yeah, and pulling that together, as I said at the top, and knowing, and this is your bag, and this is what you cover, How did you decide, okay, where are we going to start? Where are we going to end up? You gave us a great overview there. Did you, you talked about religious teachings and stuff. What about the Eastern influences? What about
the
concept?
Well, I mean, that is something that's definitely become extremely popular in America today is Eastern influences. And this idea that, you know, you could come back to Earth and live again. That's reincarnation. That's not heaven. That's, you know, life is so good here on Earth, we want to do it over and over and over again. It's not a truly Buddhist or Hindu idea, because for the Buddhist and the Hindus, reincarnation is a kind of punishment, and what's desired is nirvana, like a release from the cycle of reincarnation. But the way Americans have adopted and co-opted it, it's this, you know, the good life happening over and over and over and over again in all of these different iterations.
Yeah, it's that understanding what happens when we die, and a lot of people want the hardcore scientific efforts, and you actually delve into that. And how was it to try to pull that together?
That's
from
hard.
The influences?
I mean, you know, the science part really deals with people who've had near-death experiences, and, you know, there are all of these people out there, and there's a popular movie now, and many popular books that are first-hand accounts of people who actually say they've been to heaven and they looked around and they saw it there. And one of the problems for science is how to prove the veracity of those accounts. You know, they had the experience. They swear it's true. They come back changed forever. But it's very hard to make a scientific study of people who say they've seen heaven, because you obviously have no idea when somebody's going to have a near-death experience or how it's going to happen, and you can't actually measure it. So it is essentially a subjective experience. And one of the things that I was curious about is, you know, are there scientific explanations for the kinds of things that people say they see on their journeys to heaven? You know, people say they see a light. People say they see familiar faces, friends, relatives. People say they see the saints. People cross through a door or a gate onto the other side. Then they use words like, you know, it was indescribable, words cannot express. They come back to Earth completely changed and convicted of what they've seen and determined to tell their story to the world. You know, is there a scientific explanation for the uniformity of these experiences? And I did talk to some neuroscientists who say that in the process of dying, you know, a lot of these experiences that people say they have in common are things that could be happening to the brain as you die. You know, your peripheral vision shuts down and so you see a tunnel. Your sympathetic nervous system and your parasympathetic nervous system both go into overdrive, which gives you a feeling of both being very sped up, seeing all the people you knew from life, and also very slowed down, very calm, serene, blissed out. And possibly there are chemicals released in the brain during death or during the dying process that give you this kind of hallucinatory effect. So, you know, nobody knows, because we can't measure this scientifically, but there are scientists who say that, you know, near-death experiences can be explained by science.
Have you heard in so many of the things that you've covered, have you ever heard people say that a lot of folks die the way they live?
Yeah. I mean, one of the things that you hear a lot in critiques of near-death experiences is you never hear you never hear somebody visiting hell, or you never hear in reincarnation stories somebody being reincarnated as like a horrible, mean, selfish, greedy person, right? Everything's always the best it can be and not the worst it can be. And that does make you think that, you know, people's ideas of the afterlife reflect the best versions of their lives and not the real versions or the worst versions.
Yeah. In covering, and because you've covered religion now for a while for some of the biggest names in the business, do you see is there a shift toward more people discussing religion or more toward atheism, or what do you see?
You know, I think it's a really interesting question. One of the things that I love about America is that although we are falling away from denominations, although we are not as interested in denominational religion as we used to be. We no longer, you know, call ourselves Methodists or Presbyterians or Lutherans or Baptists quite so much, or Reformed Jews or Conservative Jews or Orthodox Jews. I mean, this is happening in all different religions. There's a tendency for people not to be affiliated with particular denominations. We still believe in God, and we still believe in heaven. And so what that means is that a lot of these traditional visions that people were taught by their grandparents no longer apply quite so much. And so visions of heaven are sort of whatever you want it to be. It's the beautiful beach at sunset. It's the hike that you took with a friend and got to the top of a mountain and were all blissed out. It's an intimate dinner party with delicious food. It's, you know, sex, some people say. It's, you know, it could be anything. It's a beautiful novel. It's a beautiful symphony. It's a beautiful concert. It's a poem. And this gives people a lot of freedom in their visions of heaven. It's a place where you can eat all what you want and not never get fat. It's a liberating vision. And what Christian conservatives, what religious conservatives would say is that the problem with that is that God has stopped being part of the heaven story. That heaven is just the culmination of all of our desires, and it no longer has to do so much with God anymore.
Do you think it's important for people to have that discussion? You mentioned that briefly in the beginning about, hey, what about the afterlife? Where are we going? What do you think? What's your notion? Or telling your family even your wishes?
I totally do. And I really feel like just so that you, just to wrestle with it a little bit ahead of time. And what the book tries to do is present people with options. You know, this is a subject that's been talked about for thousands and thousands of years, and there are various stories and various conventions surrounding it. But, you know, each person needs to make his or her own way through this material, and my hope is that the book is a primer, a way to a guide to these questions, so that when you start wrestling with it, what do I think? Where do I go when I die? Who will I see there? What will my body be like? Will I eat? Will I drink? Will I sleep? Will I love? Will I be married? Like all of these questions that come up, that you'll have a way to start to know how to answer them. I don't expect that the book will, you know, answer them for sure, but it's an entry point into the conversation.
So I imagine at dinner parties you're pretty popular because people are asking you, what do you think? What do you think, Lisa?
Well, it's funny because, you know, this is kind of an embarrassing subject for a lot of people. Like,
yeah.
People are content to say, yeah, I believe in heaven, and then just go on with their lives, you know, so that they don't have to actually say, well, I think God is there, or I don't think God is there, or I think I'll see my grandma, or I think when I go to heaven I'm going to be the age I am when I die, or I think when I go to heaven I'm going to be, you know, have a perfect body and be 32. Like, you know, people don't actually know how to talk about this. And so in a way, even though everybody says they believe in it, it's a kind of a taboo subject. So, yeah, I am popular at dinner parties because people really do want to talk about it.
I love that. Terrific conversation. Lisa Miller, pick up the book. Great. It is beautiful, let me tell you. Visions of Heaven, A Journey Through the Afterlife. Thanks and good luck with the book.
Thank you so much.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 square-foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
And the employee entrances. However, 95% of an airport's can be entered through its perimeter, its exterior fence. That is the largest part of the airport. What we need to do is look at these airports, start with the ones that have been breached, but look across the country and see if they are more porous than they should be, but also see what is the culture on the ground among the employees.
All right, the voice there, a congressman from California, talking about, and this has been the review now, of the teenager who breached airport security, who lives in Santa Clara, California, hopping the fence. And, you know, how is this possible in many senses of how did this happen from the United States and the mainland? And how did that happen that he was able to avoid any detection is still mind-boggling, I think, to so many of us. Hours of waiting and waiting and waiting and being in a wheel well and then making his way to Maui, not realizing where the plane was going, I think is part of this. But just the fact that he was getting on a plane to unhappy, trying to figure out how he could go to Somalia, his home country. And that's, you know, was part of this all mixed into the stowaway situation, which of everything that happened this past week and a half, and there have been some wild stories, this may be the wildest. How he could survive that, and we know, we've talked about it, the whole hibernative state and all of that is incredible to me. I mean, incredible. But how he breached it, too, is also a pretty incredible. And so there was Congressman Eric Swalwell, a Democrat who represents the San Francisco Bay Area's eastern cities and suburbs, and he, as somebody as a member of Homeland Security Committee, said he's been concerned about security at the airport perimeters for a long time now. And airport police are working with the FBI and the TSA to review security as to how could that happen. How did he get in a position where he could hop the fence and be undetected that entire time anyway and end up in that wheel well and flying to Hawaii? I think there are so many wild aspects of it that it is crazy to wrap your mind around it. Like I said, that's why I would put it on the list as one of the craziest stories, really, of the past week. How that happened and how he survived. And now the other part of this is, yeah, we got to look at security here. Everybody always talks about El Al and how safe that Israeli airline is. And why is that? And the former head of security for El Al, who looked at this story, said that the breach shows that U.S. airport security still has lots of vulnerabilities and weaknesses, despite the billions of dollars that have been invested. The perimeters aren't protected, and we're going to see it again and again and again and again until something's done about that. But you know what? That requires way more money being pumped into it. We've talked about different checkpoints and how can those checkpoints be made safer, and you hire ex-cops, but then that costs more money. So some of this is inevitable to happen when you're not spending the kind of money that you need to spend to make sure that the security is pretty high. There's no 100%, but something close to it would be nice, wouldn't it? Give me an 89%. We're nowhere near that at this point. All right, we were talking about the Keystone Pipeline the other day, so I wanted to follow up on that. Because a new poll was done about supporting the pipeline or not supporting it. You know, how many people say ditch the pipeline, environmentally it's not sound, why do we want a pipeline from Canada all the way down through the heartland of the U.S.? And this Rasmussen poll found that 61% say bring on the pipeline. That they're in favor of building the major pipeline from Canada to Texas, and just 27% are opposed to it. And we've talked about this at length with all kinds of people related to the pipeline as to what it meant. What does it mean to the United States? What does it mean to a job situation? What does it mean to the communities that it goes through? And just the U.S. overall. So 78% of Republicans and 67% of voters not affiliated with either party favor the pipeline. 42% of Democrats agree, 69% of Republican voters and 56% of unaffiliated types say the pipeline is important to their vote in the next congressional election. So that's huge, because this has been pushed off again with the court case in Nebraska. It's not going to come up, but that is something that can be used, I think, probably for Republicans, because they can say that this was stopped and stalled again and shouldn't have been. And if it wasn't, it would have meant more jobs for people along that pipeline route. And instead, we're talking about even getting past the point of saying, yeah, we want to do this. And the environmental report was positive, saying that it was safe. Specifics on that. And that was what the wait was about initially. Now it's this lawsuit in Nebraska and the appeal process there. So that's going to take some time to get through it. It's going to definitely be past the midterm elections. Definitely. So we have this continued crazy delay. It's just absolutely absurd. And it's costly. It's costly to the United States. Can you imagine now? And they're trying to do it, but it's, so far it hasn't happened because it's better, to the advantage of the Canadians to have it go through the United States. But can you imagine if China just grabbed this up and we totally blew it, we threw it over the mountain? Especially after all the money, by the way, that we have pumped into the surveys and everything else connected to it. A lot of money has gone into this project already. A lot. In the meantime, when we talk about voters and the midterm elections, this is a crazy report that came out. How are you registered to vote in two different states? How is that possible? They say 40,000 voters are registered in both Virginia and in Maryland. So they're investigating as to how is that possible, because that definitely affects voter integrity. So it's voters who actually cast, they say, multiple ballots is relatively small. In the case of Maryland and Virginia, 154 people voted in both states during the 2012 election. I just don't know how they can duplicate it. I mean, and they're looking for duplicate voters, by the way, because of that, in the District of Columbia, Pennsylvania, New York, New Jersey, Delaware, North Carolina, Tennessee, West Virginia, and Georgia, to make sure that this isn't some kind of a pattern, and this is happening in other places as well. So they're going to check it, all the areas I mentioned, to make sure that's not the case. You've got thousands found on voter rolls in both Virginia and in Maryland. So what's the confusion over that? I mean, that's fraud. How would you be able to vote in both places unless it's some kind of fraud? It would have to be. It would have to be. All right, cigarettes, e-cigarettes, this is our final word here on America Tonight. Big everywhere, the whole vaping thing. The feds are moving to ban e-cigarettes to minors, just like regular cigarettes that you cannot sell to minors. So far, that isn't the case, but they're hoping that the Food and Drug Administration will push this, and that will be the case very, very soon. Any thoughts on the show, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio, and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.